Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by the juicy, delicious Philly Gourmet, all-American badass burgers, family-owned and operated, is the manager of the first place Philadelphia Phillies, Gabe Kapler. Hi, Gabe. Good morning.
Angelo, good morning. How are you?
I got to tell you, how are we? It's July 11th, and the Phillies are alone in first place, Gabe. That's pretty amazing. That's got to feel great, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. Our staff work hard. Our players work hard. We put ourselves in a position to make a run at the National League East title, and everybody feels pretty confident right now.
All right, but somebody brought this up before. You've got one guy on the All-Star team, but you're 12 over 500. What does that say, Gabe? Is that a statement that it's a team more than an individual? Tell us what you think about that.
Hey, I like that spin on it.
Well,
I really like it.
Right.
Yeah, no, I do think we have a number of contributors on this baseball team. We have an offense that sees a lot of pitches, works deep counts, keeps us in baseball games, and we do have a collection of starting pitchers that is up there with the best in baseball. Our bullpen has been strong. So what it says is that we're getting contributions up and down the lineup from our bullpen, from our starting pitchers, and recently from our minor league system.
Yeah, well, let's start with your all-star, Aaron Nola, because he has made enormous strides this year, Gabe. Tell us what's going on with him. What are the keys? What's making him so successful right now?
Sure. He's deceptive. So the ball comes out of a slot that opposing batters are not used to seeing the ball come out of. So the arm angle is a different look. His fastball moves all over the place. He can sink. He can run it up and in on left-handed batters. He's calm and cool under pressure. That might be his best attribute. He's got the game's best curveball, and he is a competitive SOB with extraordinary conviction. How's that?
That's a good answer. And I'm just curious, were you disappointed he was the only representative?
Yeah, I'm disappointed that there are other deserving guys on our team, and they're not headed to the game. But you know what, Angelo? Every manager around baseball is saying that right now. And there's not much utility in feeling sorry for ourselves. Like you mentioned earlier, we're in first place. We have the best home record in the National League, last time I checked. We're the youngest team in the league. So there's too much to be thrilled about to dwell on something like, oh, we didn't have enough All-Stars. We have a Cy Young candidate in Nola, and that's where our focus belongs right now.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Gabe. Who else should be on that All-Star team from your team?
I can make an objective case for several of our guys.
Okay.
So real quick, what comes to mind, we have some bullpen guys having outstanding years. Ramos comes to mind. Sir Anthony comes to mind. Victor Arano would all deserve consideration, among others. But those are the guys that pop out to me right away.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Odubel maybe too. He's hit some big home runs lately. Wow.
He's had an extraordinary year. And depending on how you look at it, and this is kind of the tricky thing about baseball, it's very subjective. Depending on what numbers you look at, I can make a very strong case for Odubel.
All right, let's go to Eniel De Los Santos, because this kid makes his debut last night, pitches a very good game for you. Tell us what you saw from this kid last night, Gabe.
Sure. So I mentioned Nola's deception, the way he hides the ball. I think that's what stands out the most to me about De Los Santos. He's got a quick hidden arm, and the ball gets on hitters, and they're surprised, right? He will run it up there at 96, 97 miles an hour. However, I don't think that's what made him effective last night. I think what makes him effective is his deceptiveness, his ability to land his off-speed pitches for strikes, and his command of the baseball. Those three things combined create a very tough look for hitters and make for a successful pitcher and a successful long, big league career.
Hey, did he know, Gabe, that he was going down after the game, that it was a one-time thing?
We don't tell our pitchers when they're coming up, hey, you're going to go down after this game necessarily. But they have a pretty clear picture of what's going on. They understand when they're going to make a spot start. Our player development department, led by Joe Jordan, a great farm director, does a very good job of preparing our guys for what's to come. So it's never going to catch them off guard, but you never know what could happen. So we don't tell them before the game.
Was he disappointed? He came up, did a great job, got sent back down. What's that like to deal with?
No, I don't think he was disappointed. In fact, like when we told him in the meeting after the game, and we told him before the team celebrated, just so he could have it in his mind, he had a big smile on his face. He understood the landscape. He's a smart guy, and he just wanted to go celebrate with his teammates and get ready to work hard so he can come back and help us make the playoffs.
I'm real curious about the decisions of putting the rotation together over the past few days, Gabe, because you also had the kid Anderson up Sunday with his debut. You built in extra time of rest the week before they get the extra rest at the All-Star break. What was your thinking in putting it together that way this week?
Angelo, this is what good teams with good depth do.
Yeah.
When they have an injury like the one we had with Vinny, right, they insert their depth like we did with De Los Santos. So many of the best teams in baseball over the last 30 years have behaved like this. And that brings to mind, and I think I've shared this anecdote with you, but I'll share it again. Curt Schilling told me in 2004 that you don't win a World Series with 25 players. You win it with 35-plus.
Wow.
And we won the World Series that year in 2004, and Abe Alvarez made a start for us. You remember Abe Alvarez?
No.
Exactly. That's the point, right? It's that you get contributions from people that you didn't expect to get contributions from because you have to. You're not going to lean on 25 guys. Guys are going to get banged up. You're going to need a spot start. You're going to need a pinch hit off the bench. And you got to get it from your minor league system.
I got to ask you something. Gabe, I saw something last week on the 4th of July I've never seen in my entire life. You know, I'm still adjusting to analytics. Chris Davis, Baltimore, is at the plate. Big slugger hitting 154. You had all four of your infielders on the right side. The entire left side of the infield completely open. When you did that, did you say to yourself, you know, he could always hit the ball the other way or he could bunt for a double? What goes into the thinking that he will not do that? Because he didn't. He swung and he struck out.
Well, you know, simply, part of the reason Chris Davis, who has been a very good hitter over the course of the last couple of years previously to this year, has struggled so mightily is because defenses are doing a better job of adjusting to where he hits the baseball. That's the cat and mouse game. The other thing I'd say, Angelo, is bunting is really hard.
Yeah.
It can put you in a hole. Hitters are worse 0-1 than they are 0-0. Very, very similarly, we shifted pretty heavily Bryce Harper. He attempted some bunts on us. We threw him out. He attempted to bunt on us. He was in 0-1 situation. When you get good hitters, guys who can take you deep in 0-1 situations, you gain the advantage. So the first question we ask ourselves is this guy that we're shifting dramatically, can he bunt? Can he get that bunt down? If he does bunt, does that give us an advantage? So we just want to we lay down a bet that will give us a chance to be in the best position to succeed, and that's what we were doing with Davis.
Hey, Gabe, if they ever did that to you when you were a player, you would have gone the other way, no?
I might have tried, but I wasn't a very good hitter, so I probably have failed. And that's the point. But right. I see what you're saying. I understand it. It looks like it's easy. It looks like, well, why don't you just put the ball down over on that side of the field? If it was that easy, you know, those guys would hit 330 instead of hitting 200.
Hey, Gabe, we're all interested in knowing what it's like to manage a nine-inning, four-and-a-half-hour baseball game. That's happened last Friday. That's too long, isn't it?
It was a long game. So why don't I start with it was exhausting,
but
it was also exhilarating, rewarding. It was invigorating. And speaking of entertaining, we've been talking about some entertaining players like Odubel. We got a lot of hits in that game. We did some damage. It was fun. I think we all walked off of that field feeling like that was a fun game.
All right. Now, I got to ask you, we're at the trade deadline here, Gabe, right? And you know what that's like. I mean, you were a player, too. I'm sure you're. Did your name ever come up in trade rumors?
So my birthday is July 31st, the trade deadline.
Oh, wow.
And I was traded on my birthday from the Texas Rangers to the Colorado Rockies. And, in fact, I had this whole elaborate game plan of what me and my my significant other were going to do that night. And I had this hotel set up. It was all squared away. And then I got traded on that day. And instead of having that plan, we headed to Colorado to play for the Rockies. So yeah, I've been around it. I've been exposed to it. I understand it.
So just tell me, like, is it a distraction for the guys when their names are coming up and they're playing on the Phillies right now?
I think so. I think guys are professionals. They've been around it a long time. Look, human beings are variable. So some of them are going to have a reaction to those rumors swirling that spins them a little bit. And perhaps they don't perform as well. And then there's going to be a big portion of the population, just like in any other industry, that's just mentally tough. They understand it. It's part of the business, and they don't let it get them off course at all.
What's your gut right now, Gabe? Will there be moves made by the Phillies before the deadline?
My impression is the answer is yes. But again, we can work with the players that we have in our clubhouse right now. I said in spring training, I believed it wholeheartedly then, I believe it now, that team in that room then could win a lot of baseball games. I believe this team in this room right now can go to the postseason and deep into the postseason. That being said, I have a tremendous amount of trust in Matt Klentak and the work that he's doing every single day. We have a phenomenal front office looking under every stone for upgrades. I believe that they will look for ways to put us in our best position to succeed as an organization, and I feel strongly that we're going to be good going forward.
You are listening to the candidate for Manager of the Year in the National League, Gabe Kapler. Gabe, things have really turned around, haven't they?
I really like the position we're in as a team right now, Angelo.
Right.
Love the performances of our players. I feel good about where we are.
Hey, beat the Mets and DeGrom tonight. That should be fun. Thanks, Gabe.
Thanks, Angelo. I appreciate you.
Gabe Kapler, if they beat DeGrom tonight,
yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.